Hey everyone, and welcome to this teacher edition of Voices of Brittany 28 Under 28. This is Miss Waymeyer here. I am interviewing one of our wonderful elective teachers, Miss Thompson Smalls. Can you say hi, Miss Thompson Smalls?
Hello there, everyone.
So she, and as you guys hear, it's the beginning of the day, so you hear bells. So welcome back, everyone. So we are here today to showcase what Ms. Thompson Smalls is doing in her wonderful class for Black History Month. Ms. Thompson Smalls, can you go ahead and explain a little bit to the people listening what you're doing with your awesome kids?
So my eighth graders and app creators are creating a Black History app, and they are to find three people that have inspired them in their life. It could be anybody that has inspired them in their current life, in their family, in the history books, not in the history books, performers, athletes, whoever has inspired them, and they're going to showcase three people, and they're going to build their own app and be able to have audio files associated with it.
That is really cool. And just for the people that may not be familiar, what subjects do you teach?
I teach sixth grade WHEEL, which is Computer Science Discoveries through code.org. I teach Innovators and Makers as a seventh grader with using the microbit to code. And I teach Computer Science Discoveries 2, where we do some more coding with websites and gaming. And then I teach App Creators, where we create apps with the use of tablets.
And please correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think a lot of people realize how important the coding world is and how without the coding world, there's a lot of things that wouldn't be able to exist, right?
Absolutely. Just coding is more problem solving and being creative and thinking outside the box and understanding the first try is not absolute, that we have to keep trying and trying and trying. And failure is significant in the coding world. And the best coders will tell you they have bugs. And so when we think about bugs, we're talking about computer coding bugs. And they fix the bugs in order for the program to run. But then a lot of coders that come out of high school and even a second two-year program in college, they can make well over $100,000 a year.
Did you hear that, everyone? You make bank on coding. All my techie people, listen to this. This is great, great stuff. So the one thing that I really want to appreciate about code is that anyone can code. Code doesn't have a gender, code doesn't have a color, and it takes any type of level of skill set. You just have to be willing to train yourself and be dedicated, right?
Yeah, coding is just like learning another language. It's just like learning Spanish, French, or Latin like we have here at Brittany Woods. So coding is just a different languages, and it has different languages within coding. So you might hear Java. You might hear HTML, you might hear CSS. So you're gonna know all of that terminology if you come into the wonderful classroom of 241.
Yes, and if you have any other questions, please contact 241, Ms. Thompson Smalls. Let's get back to the app though. I really liked how you said about inspirational Black individuals. Have anyone had any troubles on trying to figure out who was an inspiration to them?
No, after a little bit of research, I gave them some different links to look at. And I've seen Muhammad Ali, I've seen Martin Luther King, I've seen, I personally did Michelle Obama, I did Amanda Gorman, and I did Muhammad Ali on my sample Black History app. So always teachers have to come up with a product to show the students, and I created my Black History app to show the students when I get to see them this week.
And I think that's very important, that the teacher being a leader to show examples that is representational of our community, and also giving the opportunity for our kids to have the chance to really brainstorm and really think about who is a big inspiration to them and apply it in such an important code and app development that can really make a difference.
I'm really, I'm gonna be very, very happy with the results. I've seen some students create their note sheets, and they went very much into detail about why these individuals inspired them. And I'm just looking really forward to the finished products.
And I think, like, the biggest takeaway that we can do from this episode is to really encourage individuals to question why. Why they're doing it instead of how to do it, just so they can get the inspiration there. So what will we find out when these apps are going to be due? When can we see them?
You know, we'll be able to showcase them. I'll probably have Ms. Waymeyer help me with creating some sort of a podcast that we could showcase the apps, and maybe a video to also showcase some of the apps. So look for those coming shortly.
Well, I appreciate everyone listening, and thank you for Ms. Thompson-Smalls for allowing me to spend some time. And this has been an awesome teacher edition of Voices of Brittany. Stay tuned for our episode tomorrow. Have a great day.
Have a great day, everybody.